Last week, there was a story that just fascinated us here at the BPP. Federal agents reportedly raided the offices of the Liberty Dollar. This is an alternative currency advocated by libertarian activists. Now, we looked at these coins online, and they look a lot like a U.S. mint coin. There's Lady Liberty on one side, and there's a torch on the other, but there's some crucial differences. You have to look closely. It says, "Trust in God," instead of "In God we trust."
Okay.
And the makers claim that these Liberty dollars are backed up by gold and silver. Not so much the U.S. dollar anymore. The man behind the Liberty dollar, Bernard von Notthaus, says once this gets to court, he plans to, quote, "put this country's monetary system on trial." Well, here at the BPP, we're not exactly ready for a trial, but we had a lot of questions about this. At what point does making a few coins become an alternative currency, and at what point does that become illegal? Well, we discovered calling around, there's very few people who know the answers to these kind of questions, and we found one. His name is Walker Todd, former assistant general counsel and research officer at the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, and he's currently a research fellow at the American Institute for Economic Research. Hi, Walker.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. We had some questions here. I mean, first of all, have you ever seen one of these Liberty dollars?
Yes, I have.
You've actually handled it or just seen it online? Or?
Yes, one was given to me, and so I've actually seen it, yes.
Now, according to a seizure warrant that the Libertarian group had posted online, Liberty Dollar folks are under suspicion of mail fraud, wire fraud, money laundering. What do you make of this whole situation?
The response of the government this time is interesting and large, and I think the Treasury must be taking this very seriously for whatever reason they decided that this had crossed whatever lines that they had tolerated in the past from private currency issues. So they, I think it is a fairly serious effort. If reading the news accounts about it, it does appear that the authorities have made a major effort to shut down the business operation, at least temporarily.
Sure, sure. And in the affidavit, they sort of say that it's so similar that it's almost counterfeiting. But it made us wonder: is the federal government the only people who can actually mint coins? I mean, can't we do this in our backyard?
Right. This turns out to be the $64 question in this whole affair. You've all seen ads for the Franklin Mint and other private mints that will stamp out coins that are in about the same size and shape of
a silver commemorative
dollar.
Coins, yeah.
In essence, that's all these things are. The difference is that Franklin Mint coins, for example, would not be intended to circulate as currency, while it's very obvious that the promoters of the Liberty Dollar do intend that it circulate as an alternative currency. And that's, I guess, what attracted the Treasury's attention in this case.
Well, Walker, last night I was busy minting my own coins. Here, you can hear this right here. I made a Bryant Park Project currency. And on one side, it says Bryant Park 2007. And there's a
Sorry, sir. We apparently have a lot of time on our hands.
We did. I just wanted to see if you could do
that
it.
We're making false currency.
So it's not false currency. It's alternative currency.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It says Bryant Park on one side. It has a picture of our host, Allison Stewart. On the other side, it says BPP $1. And there's a picture of our outgoing host, Luke Burbank, making it a collector's item. So did I break the law by making it's bigger than the dollar? It doesn't look like a dollar, but I called it a dollar.
Right. And that also is one of the things that will attract the Treasury's attention.
Whoops.
The idea is if you call it one of the coins or fractional coins of the United States, the same name, dollar in this case, it's going to raise other issues. Suppose, for example, you had only stamped on it 1 ounce of fine silver, right, and you left off the denomination. Then you might have been within the edges of what the law would allow. But you raised an important earlier question. The federal statute, depending on how it is interpreted, seems as though it might prohibit the minting of any coin of the same size and shape as a regular U.S. coin, regardless of whether it says dollar on it. And that's an eyebrow raiser because it does seem like a total prohibition of any private minting effort
Sure, and if they have a copyright on the shape round, you know, that's pretty much what you expect a coin to be.
You also can't call it a coin exactly, because that would lead people to think that it's intended for circulation against U.S. currency and things of that sort. So you have to call it a round or something else that's not a coin.
Well, you know, there are a lot of alternative currency systems out there where people can actually use them for goods and services. I remember one in Seattle. There's one in the Berkshires, in Ithaca. And these are various forms of basically time dollars, IOUs that people can do public services and get these coupons and then use them to buy things. I mean, they're functionally money. Is that legal?
I used to think so prior to this, but... And they, for one thing, they don't call them dollars. In Ithaca, for example, I believe they call them hours, related to the concept that you work for an hour, you earn the value of a coupon worth X dollars in Federal Reserve notes. And so the currency there is stamped Ithaca hours. And so it's harder to confuse those with regular U.S. dollars.
Sure. And what are they called? Burke Bucks or
Berkshires?
Berkshires, something like that. So it seems like a lot of this is really the power is in a name and an illusion, because after all, I mean, money is sort of a collective illusion. Walker Todd, former assistant general counsel and research officer at the Federal Reserve Bank. You're currently the American Institute of Economic Research. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, it's very complex. Now I know why there's only about 5 people who can understand it
exactly.
And know what to do.
Exactly. Well, you can look at these Bryant Park Bippies.
Bippies, is that what we're calling it?
The Bippies. You can look at the Bippy online. We have it up on our website now. They are attractive. And if you want to buy one, it goes for $1.
I don't know if I like having my face on a Bippy.
That's why we wait until people die before we put them on coins, because nobody likes the way they look on a coin.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, a super secret poll done in Cuba about what Cubans think about the current government. The results, surprising. The methodology, interesting. We'll find out more. Stay with us. We'll be back in about 60 seconds.